Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with the Education Channel, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Daniela Sarbu, the founder and managing director of the Waldo International School, located in Jersey City, New Jersey. The Waldo International School is a private school from 12 months through 8th grade. And Daniela, thanks for joining us here today.
Hi, Eric. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it is equally our pleasure to have you with us, and thanks for your time. So for starters, share your background, if you would, with our audience and why education is so important to you. Let's start there.
Yes, absolutely. I was born and raised in Romania, a communist country, till about December of 89, when the revolution came and we removed our communist party. I had always dreamt of being a doctor, so I wanted to have a career in medicine. Until one year in high school, unfortunately, in math class, my teacher got me out and he asked me to find a solution to a math equation, and I didn't know it. He embarrassed me so much in front of my classmates that I promised myself it would not ever happen again. So I decided to change my career before even having a career in medicine, and I decided to go to a college that required math exam. In Romania, medical school requires biology and chemistry, which I was pretty good at. But the Academy of Economic Studies were asking for mathematics, economy, and English. So a year later, I was accepted to the Academy of Economic Studies. I was also accepted at NYU, but financial reasons, parents not willing to relocate. So in the end, we chose the Academy of Economic Studies. However, fate brought me to New York a couple of years later. So I think it's that moment when I understood the importance of education in our life. Education is the best tool that you can really give to your children to succeed in life, but it's really important the way you deliver education in school. And I'm saying that because if I would have understood what the teacher had taught me the day before, and if I would have understood solving that equation instead of spending time at home the night before and just memorizing it, then I would have known how to solve it. So simply put, the strongest education begins with learning how to learn.
Isn't that the truth? And I tell you, that is certainly a great way to kick things off here today, especially keying in on education and learning. Now, in 2011, you opened the doors to the first Waldo International School building in New Jersey. And since then, you've added a second building, I understand, as well. What was your first decade like in business, and what impact have you seen on the children that attend the school? Get into some of those details, if you would.
Oh, yes. Thank you for this question. Yes, in 2011, we opened for our first year at the Waldo School. It was so amazing to see a school full of happy children, little ones running. However, it was a really long road to get there, but with a lot of perseverance and the right space, with the right teachers and curriculum, we opened our doors to a very, very successful first year. We were 100% capacity. Social skills and academics are really important, and children's minds are like, how I like to call it, little sponges. The more information you give them through play, they will understand it, lock it in their minds, and then just add information on top of that as the years goes by. So it's coming back to, it's really important to understand rather than memorize. So we opened originally our doors for preschool age children. But that didn't last too long, because every year since that first one, we have added a new grade. And shortly after, we expanded into a new building, which houses our elementary and middle school grades. And it was so exciting to actually see our students participate in state competitions. So we have number one in math. We had a couple of years number one in math in the state in New Jersey. We have second place for fourth grade in math in the state. Then we participated at several robotics competitions in the tri-state area. And every year we would come home with an award.
Well, that certainly is impressive, and that certainly also says a whole lot right there. Thanks for sharing that. Now, in 2016, some 8 years ago, you opened your second building, as we referred to earlier, since you outgrew your first location. And at that time, you also expanded your educational offerings to include upper elementary school through eighth grade, which is commonly known as middle school. And although you added one grade per school year, what was that journey through middle school? What's that been like? And how is the education you offer different from other schools out there? Talk to us about that.
Yes, we grew organically, and we ensured that our curriculum gets stronger and stronger. So from the preschool level to get stronger for the elementary and middle school. I'm a strong believer that there's no one size fits all in education. It's extremely important to recognize the needs and strengths of each and every student. And this is only achievable in a very small class setting and with individualized learning. And I want to say that Waldo School sets itself apart from the other schools by also being one of the few schools that offer two programs of the International Baccalaureate. International Baccalaureate is a prestigious program based out of Geneva. There's hundreds of schools throughout the world that offer this program. And it's made up of three programs. So one is called PYP, which is Primary Years Program. It starts with 3 years old and it goes up to fifth grade. Then we have the middle school, middle year program, MYP, that serves 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th grades, but we stop with 8th grade. And then diploma is the last part of International Baccalaureate that serves 11th and 12th grades. We are authorized and accredited to offer PYP, which is the primary years, and now we're in the process of getting authorized for the MYP. So we're going to be one of the very few schools that offer both programs. Some of the schools offer just one or the other, but we thought it's very good to continue the same way of education. Another important part is that our middle school focuses on accelerated math programs, and our students are taking algebra in eighth grade. So their transition to high school AP classes it comes smooth and natural. And again, we teach children how to learn, a very important skill that most of the school would not teach.
Really impressive what you've been able to accomplish over the years. We're certainly appreciative of your joining us here today to discuss your journey. We're speaking with Daniela Sarbu, the founder and managing director of the Waldo International School located in Jersey City, New Jersey today. And she's joined us here on Enterprise Radio, again, working in association with the Education Channel, a part of EPN. The Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, today, Waldo isn't just a school. It is definitely a community. Can you discuss how you've made that happen and the important opportunities this has enabled students to experience?
Thank you, Eric. Yes, we are much more than a school. At Waldo International School, we're deeply rooted in our Jersey City community. Our students participate in different fundraisers for local charities. We get involved in activities throughout Jersey City. We have a student council in the upper elementary and middle school grades, and they participate in street cleaning. We're meeting with the city hall officials, and we find different problems that we can help solve, and so much more. We bring our fire department units, the police units. A mayor came to meet with our students, different local business owners. But I think what's the most important is we have our parents in the class every 5 to 6 weeks at the end of each unit, and they listen to what their children learn. So the students as young as 3 years old, they start presenting what they learned during the period of this 5 to 6 weeks. And it's amazing to see their presentation skills, you know, from 3 years old, and you add and they grow so much in the first grade, fifth grade, seventh grade. Their presentation gets so competitive and so complex. So all these events enable our students to put their thinking caps on. They take action, they become globally minded, and they solve problems. And this is all while they're building confidence and self-esteem. Imagine a student is presenting for so many years. By the time they get to middle school, it's so easy and natural for them to present in front of a big crowd of people.
You know, that does make a lot of sense and a good point made right there, referring to the more you do it, the more it becomes easy. Thanks for that. Also, what can we expect as we look ahead to see from the Waldo team and the students in the future?
I would only hope to expect great things from the Waldo School. We want to see our students continue to achieve their highest potential. Our team will continue to grow as we strengthen our presence in the middle school division, and we look to expand yet again to a bigger building. In addition to this, we started this year to bring a big focus on building our Waldo sports team. So we're focusing on fencing, basketball, and volleyball. So we're really excited and confident to see what the future has in store for us. And we would love to share our successes with everybody.
Danielle, we certainly do appreciate your visit and also the impact you're having there in Jersey City, New Jersey, as well as the state of New Jersey. Really do appreciate all your efforts in the education space. And before we conclude things here today, any closing thoughts, a final word, maybe a tip or anything else that you'd like to make mention as we do conclude today?
Yes, absolutely. So I think I want to say that students learn best when they learn how to learn first. This is our focus. They need to know where to find the information, to look in the proper channels. It opens the doors to learning in different ways and I guess easier ways rather than, you know, sit there and memorize. So we want to bring this new, this more better approach to education, and should always be, the students should always learn through play, through understanding, and through also seeing it literally in the class.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Thanks for those concluding remarks, and really do appreciate your approach in learning there at the Waldo School. Fantastic. And I'm sure listeners have been jazzed hearing about, if they have kids, hearing about your approach and would like to know more, I'm sure. Where can listeners get more information online in regards to the Waldo International School?
You can find more information on our website, waldoschool.com. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook. We're under the Waldo School. And I think most important, keep in mind when you look at us, you're not going to see one size fits all. It's all catered to each individual student.
And another important piece right there in regards to the Waldo International School. Again, listeners, draw your attention to the show notes where you can pick up the link for your convenience. Again, it is waldoschool.com. Daniela, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Thank you, Eric. It was a pleasure being here, and come visit us. We're very happy to show our schools to all our parents. So come see us.
And what a grand idea. We need to make our way up to Jersey City, Jersey. That certainly needs to be on the agenda. Again, we've been speaking with Daniela Sarbu, the founder and managing director of the Waldo International School, located in Jersey City, New Jersey. The Waldo International School is a private school from 12 months through 8th grade. And again, for all the details, visit waldoschool.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.